all the anxieties people have about Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia, things like which streets will be blocked off and how much walking will be required. Well, Belinda Held has had those worries times a thousand. She's a pilgrimage planner who is bringing 1,000 people to the city for the World Meeting of Families. WHYY's Mariel Segarra has more.
Organizing a pilgrimage is usually old hat for Belinda Held. She's the group travel director of apilgrimsjourney.com, and for years she's brought small groups of Americans to Catholic sites in Europe, including the Vatican. She's seen Pope Francis probably 7 times.
I should just stay back, or he'll say, "You again? Really? Make room for somebody else."
The World Meeting of Families has been harder to plan. Information has trickled out at a snail's pace and often changes. When Held was pounding Philly streets this winter trying to book accommodations, hotels and other venues weren't ready to commit.
I would say 20 turned me down for, you know, one saying yes.
Those details are settled now, but unanticipated costs could still bite into her budget. Held's pilgrims are already gathering this week, including Helene Peharic from Pittsburgh. She says there's something else unpredictable about this event. Pope Francis. The Pope is so spontaneous that he might, say, stop the Popemobile to kiss a baby and throw off the timing of everything.
That's part of the adventure, part of the excitement, but also for someone like Belinda, part of the real challenge.
Belinda Held says she needs this trip to go well. Her professional reputation is on the line. But she says she also feels personally responsible for giving her customers a story they can tell for the rest of their lives.
When they're in that wheelchair in the nursing home or wherever they are, they can say, "I was in Philadelphia. You know, here's the flag to prove it."
Held wants the pilgrims to remember the trip as magical and stress-free. To make that happen, she'll do the worrying. Mariel Segarra, WHYY.